ಯೇಭಿರ್ಹತೈರ್ಜಗದುಪೈತಿ ಸುಖಂ ತಥೈತೆ ಕುರ್ವಂತು ನಾಮ ನರಕಾಯ ಚಿರಾಯ ಪಾಪಂ ಸಂಗ್ರಾಮ ಮೃತ್ಯುಮಧಿಗಮ್ಯ ದಿವಂ ಪ್ರಯಾಂತು ಮತ್ವೇತಿ ನೂನ ಮಹಿತಾನ್ ವಿನಿಹಂಸಿ ದೇವಿ. ಯೇಭಿರ್ಹತೈರ್ಜಗದುಪೈತಿ ಸುಖಂ ತಥೈತೆ ಕುರ್ವಂತು ನಾಮ ನರಕಾಯ ಚಿರಾಯ ಪಾಪಂ ಸಂಗ್ರಾಮ ಮೃತ್ಯುಮಧಿಗಮ್ಯ ದಿವಂ ಪ್ರಯಾಂತು ಮತ್ವೇತಿ ನೂನ ಮಹಿತಾನ್ ವಿನಿಹಂಸಿ ದೇವಿ. ನೌ ಹಿಯರ್ ಎಬಿಹಿ ಎಬಿರ್ ಹತೈಹಿ ಎಬಿರ್ ಹತೈರ್ ಯು ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಎಬಿಹಿ ಹತೈಹಿ ಸಿ ಹತಾಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹು ಹ್ ಬಿನ್ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಹತಾಹ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹು ಹ್ ಬಿನ್ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಹತಾಹ ಹತೈಹಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ by those people who have been killed. So yebihi means by these. Yebihi hataihi. Kollappattavargalal ivargalal. Yebihi hataihi. By these people who have been killed, by these demons who have been killed until now by them. ಜಗತ್ ಸುಖಂ ಉಪೈತು ಜಗತ್ ಸುಖಂ ಉಪೈತು ಉಪೈತು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮೇ ಅಟೈನ್ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಟೈನ್ ಎಬಿಹಿ ಹತೈಹಿ ಜಗತ್ ಉಪೈತು ಸುಖಂ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಸ್ ಏಭಿರ್ ಹತೈರ್ ಜಗದುಪೈತು ಸುಖಂ ತಥೈತೆ. Whether you say upaiti or upaitu, whatever it is, upaiti. Jagat sukham upaiti. Upaiti means attains, gains. Upaiti. Jagat sukham upaiti. The world gains happiness. World gains happiness. World attains happiness. World attains freedom. Sukham. So the world enjoys, attains happiness. How? Yebihi hataihi. By these people who have been destroyed, by killed, now world is happy because of destruction of these people. Demons. Now, next sentence. ಏತೆ ತಥಾ ತಥಾ ಏತೆ ಕುರುವಂತು ನಾಮ ನರಕಾಯ ಚಿರಾಯ ಪಾಪಂ. ಹೌ ಶುಡ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ನೌ ಏತೆ ದೀಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಚಿರಾಯ ನರಕಾಯ ಫಾರ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಸ್ಟೇ ಇನ್ ನರಕಂ for long stay in hell. Okay, chiraya narakaya, or for staying in hell, for attaining hell, yete these people, for attaining hell, chiraya, for a very long time, papam kurvantu, let them do papa karma. Let all these people, ete janaha, ete, all these demons, do papa karma, papam kurvantu, do papam, for what? For long time, let them do papam, for stay in hell, for staying in the hell, or for attaining hell. ಕುರುವಂತು ನಾಮ means what? Let them do. That's the meaning. Okay? Kurvan nama is simply who take it with this kurvantu. Kurvantu nama papam. Let them all do papam for long time. Ultimately for staying in hell. Ete narakaya. Or for attaining narakam. For gaining hell. Let them do papa karma for long time. Tatha as well. Next is Sangrama Mrityum Adhigamya Divam Prayantu. Sangrama Mrityum Adhigamya Divam Prayantu. Sangramaha means battle. So Sangrame Mrityum Adhigamya. Here Adhigachati means attains. Adhigachati attains. Adhigamya having attained. So having attained death, maranam adhigamyam in maranattai adaindu. Having gained death in the battlefield, sangrame mrityum adhigamya. Sangrama mrityum adhigamya. So having attained death in the battlefield, divam prayantu. Divam means heaven. Let them attain heaven. So, a kshatriya who participates in the battle fought for protecting dharma, if he dies there, it is said that he attains swarga. He attains heaven. So he says, let people who attain death or who die, maranam adhigam, having died in the battlefield, let them attain divam prayantu. Let them go to heaven. Prayantu, let them go, let them attain heaven. Prayantu, upaitu, all same meaning. Divam means heaven. Iti matva, having thought in this manner, certainly, Devi, O Devi, Ahitan Vinihamsi. Ahitan means enemies. Say, Hitaha is, the well-wisher is called a Hitaha. And the non-well-wisher is an enemy. He's called Ahitaha. Ahitaha means the non-well-wisher, one who does not think of your Hitam. Therefore, he is called Ahitaha. Ahitan means enemies, Pahivarhalai. Vinihamsi, second person, present tense verb. Vinihamsi. Vinihamsi, you kill. O Devi, you kill. You are killing people. Thvam Vinihamsi, nee kolluhirai. Nir kolluhinreer. Thvam Ahitan Vinihamsi. Thvam is understood. O Devi, Amma Thaya Devi, you are killing enemies. And how are you killing enemies? You are killing. Okay, you are killing enemies thinking in this manner. How it seems Devi is killing people thinking. How does she think when she kills people? It seems all these demons have been killed. Thereby, let the world gain happiness. And all these people who are doing papam, let them do papam for a long time. Ultimately to go to heaven, hell. Narakaya papam kurvant. Then these people are fighting in the battlefield. Let them all fight in the battlefield. Let them gain death, attain death in the battlefield. And so that they can go to heaven. Let them go to heaven. Okay? Thinking in this manner, O Devi, you are killing people. Is it clear now? See, demons are killed, wrongdoers are killed, rightdoers are also killed, and battlefield people are also killed. When Devi is killing, how does she, what does she think? That the wrongdoers will go to hell, rightdoers will go to heaven, and then who are killed, and know that the world will be happy without the wrongdoers, wicked people. Thinking, this is how Devi is thinking, and she is killing people. That's what is said here. Is it clear? Okay, how we should take it? Go Devi. Yebihi hataihi jagat sukham upaitu or upaiti. Yete narakaya chiraya papam kurvantu nama. Tatha sangrama mrityum adigamya divam prayantu. Iti matva nunam Devi ahitan vinihamsi. So Devi, you are killing the enemies, thinking in this manner, having thought in this manner. Endri enni neer kolhirir. Next verse, I'm going to next verse. Drishtvaiva kimna bhavati prakaroti bhasma. Sarvasuranarishuyat prahinoshi shastram. Drishtvaiva kinna bhavati prakaroti bhasma. Sarvasuranarishuyat prahinoshi shastram. Lokan prayantri pavopi shastraputa. Ittam matir bhavati teshvapi. Teshvahi teshu sadhvi. Teshvapi teti sadhvi. Okay. Drishtvaiva kinna bhavati prakaroti bhasma. Sarvasuranarishu yat prahinoshi shastram. Lokan prayantu ripavopihi shastraputah. Ittam matir bhavati. Teshvapi teti sadhvi. Okay, now you see the word bhavati in the first line. Bhavati. Bhavati sarva asuran. Sarva asuran, second line. Sarva asuran. Sarva asuran. Sarvan asuran, make a compound, sarva asuran, sarva asuran, yella asurhalayum. Bhavati, you, sarvan asuran, all demons. What do you do? Kim, the word kim is a drishtva eva, just by seeing, part. பதால் மட்டுமே திருஷ்டுவா ஏவ மியலி பை சீயிங் மியலி பை சீயிங் ஓ தேவி பவதி யூ பவதி மீன்ஸ் தாங்கள் பவதி நாட் துவம் ரெஸ்பெக்ட்ஃபுல் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன் பவதி பவதி யூ சர்வாசுரான் ஆல் டீமன்ஸ் சர்வ அசுரான் திருஷ்டுவா ஏவ ஜஸ்ட் பை சீயிங் தம் பஸ்ம ந கரோதி கிம் கிம் பஸ்ம ந கரோதி. ஓகே, பஸ்ம கரோதி மீன்ஸ் வை டோன்ட் யூ ரெடியூஸ் தம் இன் டு ஆஷஸ் ஜஸ்ட் பை சீ. பஸ்ம கரோதி மீன்ஸ் யூ மேக் தம் இன் டு ஆஷஸ் யூ ரெடியூஸ் தம் இன் டு ஆஷஸ் சாம்பலாக செய்யலையா சாம்பலாக செய்கிறாய் யூ ரெடியூஸ் தம் இன் டு ஆஷஸ் பஸ்ம கரோதி சாம்பலாக்குகிறாய் பஸ்ம கரோதி மீன்ஸ் கரோதி பவதி பஸ்ம கரோதி த்வம் மீன்ஸ் கரோஷி பவதி மீன்ஸ் கரோதி பவதி பஸ்ம கரோதி யூ ரெடியூஸ் தம் இன் டு ஆஷஸ் நீ சாம்பலாக்குகிறாய் கிம் ந பஸ்ம கரோதி வை யூ டோன்ட் ரெடியூஸ் தம் இன் டு ஆஷஸ் வை டோன்ட் யூ நீ ஏன் சாம்பலாக்க கூடாது அவர்களை ஜஸ்ட் பை சீயிங் தேவி யூ கேன் ஜஸ்ட் ரெடியூஸ் தம் இன்டு ஆஷஸ் ஜஸ்ட் பை சீயிங் Why don't you do that? That's the question here. Bhavati sarva asuran drishtva eva basma kim basma na karoti. Got it? Hey Devi. Devi is not to come here. I'm just saying. Drishtva eva, drishtva eva. Merely by seeing kim, why, bhavati, basma, na prakaroti. Why don't you reduce these demons just by seeing them into ashes? How? Sarvan, asuran, sarva asuran, drishtva eva, bhavati, kim, basma, na karoti. Was one question. Second thing. Ripavaha api. Ripavaha, third line you see. Lokan prayanta ripavopihi shastraputaha. Ripavaha api. Ripuhu, singular word. Ripuhu, ripu, ripavaha. Ripuhu means enemy. Ripavaha api. Even enemies. Shastraputaha. Shastram means a weapon. Puta means purified. Puta is a past passive participle. Purified. Shastra putaha means people who are purified of weapons. Okay. Even enemies, ripavaha api, shastra putaha, who are purified of missiles, he indeed, lokan prayantu, lokan means higher lokas, prayantu, let them go to higher worlds, let even enemies who are purified of missiles go to higher lokas, higher worlds. Prayantu, let go. Who let even enemies who are purified of missiles indeed go to higher lokas. Vipavahapi shastraputaha hi lokan prayantu. Even enemies, pahivargal koda, shastrangalale shuddha, purified செய்யப்பட்டவர்களாக மேல் உங்களுக்கு செல்லட்டும் லோகான் பிரயாந்து இதி மீன்ஸ் யத் திங்கிங் ஓகே திங்கிங் தட் வே அரிஷு அகைன் அரிஹி மீன்ஸ் எனிமி அரிஷு கெட் த வேர்ட் அரிஷு வேர் இட் இஸ் Sarvasuran Arishu. Arishu, next word. Second sentence line comes. Arishu. Ari means enemy. Arihi, ripuhu. In this one sloka, both words are used. Ripuhu, ukaranta shabda. Arihi, ikaranta shabda. So, ripavaha, enemies. Arishu, locative case. Seventh case, plural word is what? Locative case, plural form is Arishu. Arishu shastram prahinoshi. Arishu shastram prahinoshi. Prahinoshi means you use. Okay. Prahinoshi shastram. You prahinoshi means you use the missiles or you send missiles. Arishu, even among enemies. You use missiles even among enemies, even towards the enemies. You send missiles even towards the enemies. Arishu shastram prahinoshi, prahinoshi. You use or you send shastram missile towards the enemies. Arishu shastram prahinoshi. Pahaivarahillum. நீ ஆயுதத்தை செலுத்துகிறாய், பிரயோகிக்கின்றாய். தட்ஸ் மீன் அரிஷு சஸ்திரம் பிரஹினோஷி மீன்ஸ் வாட், யூ யூஸ் மிசைல்ஸ், யூ சென்ட் மிசைல்ஸ் டுவர்ட்ஸ் எனிமீஸ். வை
Swamini, what is the root there, Prahinoshi? How did the word come, Swamini?
The pra is a prefix. Prefix. See, hin is the dhatu. Hinoti has many meanings. Hinoti means discharge, shoot, shoots. So you shoot the weapon.
Thank you so much.
You cast the weapon. Hinoti. Pra is the prefix. Because of pra, that nakara becomes what? Hinoti shoots. The hin is the dhatu. Hinoti shoots, casts, brings, discharges, sets in motion. Hinoti means setting in motion also. It means you set in motion the missile. Means you shoot the missile. And the pra is a prefix. Therefore, the ha, the na, the dental nakara is replaced by syllable nakara. Hinoti, hinosh, hinosi. But because of pra, prahinoshi. Okay. Prahinoshi means you set the missile in motion or you shoot the missile. Towards whom? The enemies. Why? Because when Devi missile is sent towards the enemies, they are killed, but they become purified of the missiles. When they become purified of the missiles, they can go to higher lokas. That's the idea. Arishu shastram prahinoshi. Arishu pahaivarhalilum. Pahaivarhal melum. Satrukal melum. சஸ்திரத்தை நீர் பிரயோகிக்கின்றீர். பஹினோஷி சொன்னா அந்த சஸ்திரத்தை நீங்கள் செலுத்துகிறீர். You shoot the missile against the enemies. Why? Because people who are purified of the missiles can go to higher lokas. ரிபவா அபி சஸ்திரபூதாக லோகான் பிரயாந்து யத். Okay, thinking that. Arishu Shastram Prahinoshi. You send the missiles. You shoot the missile against the enemies. Ittam Teshu Ahiteshu. Ittam Teshu Teshu Api Teshu Api Ittam Teshu Api. Even amidst, even towards the enemies. Teshu Api, even towards those enemies, sadhvi matihi bhavati. Sadhvi matihi. Sadhvi matihi. Sadhvi matihi bhavati. Means even towards the enemies, you have sadhvi matihi, means the thought of blessing them. This sadhvi matihi means benevolent minded. You have the mind which is sadhvi. Sadhvi means the mind which wants to bless, which wants to shower grace. Sadhvi matihi bhavati means what? You have, there is, bhavati means is, asti, sadhvi matihi asti bhavatyaha, means there is a benevolent thinking on your part, this benevolent thinking on your part, there is a graceful thinking on your part, there is a good thinking on your part. Sadvi nalla nalla manam ungalku irukkirathu. Sadvi mathi means nalla manam, good mind, good thinking. There is a benevolent thinking, there is a good thinking, there is bless thinking of blessing on your part, even towards the enemies, that you use missiles towards them. You send missiles towards them so that those who are purified of the missiles will go to higher lokas. That's the meaning. Ripavaha api shastraputaha lokan prayantu ittham teshu api teshu ripushu api. That's the meaning. Arishu api ahiteshu api sadvi matihi bhavati. That is benevolent thinking on your part. Nalla ennam, nalla manam ungalidathile irukkirathu devi. Is it clear? Sadvi matihi bhavati. Matihi asti. Sadvi matihi means good mind, good thinking, benevolent thinking. Matihi means thinking here, a thought. You entertain, okay, you have, means what? Bhavati, there is good thinking of blessing, graceful thinking on your part. You want to, that means you send missiles towards them, thinking that they also let them get purified of missiles and go to heaven. Is it clear? Okay, next verse. If you have any doubt, you must stop me. Okay, Prabhuji, because you were the author of the book. Okay. Khadga prabhanikara visphuranaistatho graihi shulagra kanti nivahena drisho suranam yannagata vilayamam shumadindu khanda yogyananam tava vilokayatam tadetadu. Khadga prabhanikara visphuranaistatho graihi shulagra kanti nivahena drisho suranam yannagata vilayamam shumadindu khanda yogyananam tava vilokayatam tadetat. Khadga prabhanikara visphuranaistatho graihi shulagra kanti nivahena drisho suranam yannagata vilayamam shumadindu khanda yogyananam tava vilokayatam tadetat. Khadga prabha nikara visphuranaistatho graihi shulagra kanti nivahena drisho suranam yannagata vilayamam shumadindu khanda yogyananam tava vilokayatam tadetat. So here you have the last, in the last sentence you have tava. You take tava as the first word, tava. And the first line, your last word is ugraihi. Khadga prabha nikara vispuranaihi. Khadga prabha nikara vispuranaihi. Can you make out the word, first word, second word? Khadga prabha nikara vispuranaihi. Afterwards, tatha ugraihi, ugraihi. Now it is said here, khadga prabha. Khadga prabha means the light, the radiance of this word. Radiance of the sword is what now? Khadga Prabha. Khadgaha means a sword. Prabha means radiance. The light. This flash of light of the swords. Okay, it's called Khadga Prabha. Nikaram means the collective light. Khadga Prabha, then you have the word Nikara. Then Nikaram, you can say collection, multitude, or cluster. Okay. Multitude, a collection. So, Kut, Oliyin Kutam, Oli Kutam, again, so the Oli Kutam, Prabha Nikaram. So, collective radiance of the swords, Khadganam Prabha Khadga Prabha. Prabha Nikaram, Prabha Yaha Nikaram, Prabha Nikaram. So he says, so the radiance, the light of the swords, the collective light of the swords, collective light of the swords. So vispuranam means what? Just expression, that's all. Vispurana means just asevu. Vispurati means a throbbing. Throbbing of or the movement of or the motion of the collective light of these words. The motion or the movement or the quivering of the collective light of the words is what? Khadga Prabha Nikara Vispuranam. So Vispuranaihi means what? By the quiverings. By the quiverings. By the movements. By the motions of collective light of all the swords. Whose words? Your swords. Tava. And how? Ugraihi. Ugraihi, frightening. Ugra means frightening. Kodi, horrible, terrible. That's the meaning, ugra. Okay? So, ugra, ugraihi. You can say fierce, furious, terrible. So, tava ugraihi khadga prabha nikara vispuranaihi. This is how you have tried to start to heard. Tava ugraihi khadga prabha nikara vispuranaihi means by your furious or fierce quiverings of collective light of these words, by your furious or fierce movement or quiverings of collective light of your swords. Tatha and. Next. Shula agra. Kanti nivahena. Again. Nivahaha nikaraha mean the same. Nivahaha nikaraha mean the same. Nivahaha. Also mean the same. Nivahaha, you can say heap. Again, same meaning. Multitude, the cluster, same meaning. Nivahaha. Therefore, Nivahaha, Nikaraha, same. So kanti nivahaha prabha nikaraha same meaning. Kantihi also means light, effulgence, radiance, splendor. So prabha nikara is equal to kanti nivahaha. Now, kanti nivahena means what? By collective, same, by the collective or multitude of radiance of your pike, shulam. Not one shulam, many. Shulanam agrakanti, shulagrakanti. Shulagrakanti. Kanti nivahena. So by the dazzling collective radiance or the light or the effulgence of your pikes, shulagra kanti nivahena asuranam drishaha. Asuranam drishaha means eyes. Better learn another word. You know netram, you know nayanam, you know lochanam, nayanam, netram, they're all eyes, isn't it? Mean eye, E-Y-E-I. But now, drish also means eye. Drish is the root for the verb pashyati, but drish also means eye. Drishaha means eyes, plural. Drish, drishav, drishaha. Drishaha, eyes. So asuranam drishaha means what? Eyes of the enemies. Asurargaludaya kangal. Asuranam drishaha. Vilayam na agataha. Vilayaha means destruction. Na agataha means they were not destroyed. Mean nivilayam na agataha means they did not get lost or they did not perish. Vilayam na agataha means they did not perish. Vilayam gataha means they resolved. They did not resolve. They did not perish. What did not perish? Asuranam drishaha vilayam na agataha. Kangal vilayatte adayavillai means nashatte adayavillai. They did not perish. Eyes of enemies did not perish. By what? By the dazzling collective radiance of the tip of your pikes. Or you can trident, you can say. And by the collective, the squirings of the collective light of your fierce or furious swords, fierce swords also, asuranam drishaha na vilayam na agataha, they did not perish. Yet that Amshumat Indu Kanda Yogi. Amshumat Indu Kanda Yogi. Very beautiful comparison here. Amshu means ray of light. Amshumat means a ray of nectar of light. Amshumat. That which has Amshu means ray of light. Amshumat means that which has ray of light. Amshuman. Sun is called Amshuman. But here Indu. Indu means moon. Amshumat Indu means ray of light of moon is Amshumat Indu. Kanda means digit. Yogi means that which is endowed with. Now, Amshumat Indu Kanda Yogi, that which is endowed with digits of the digits that which is endowed with the digits of moon having nectar, rays of nectar of light. So now Devi's face is likened here, Ananam. Devi's face is Ananam, is what Yogi, endowed with. Devi's face is like the, Devi's face is like the moon endowed with the digits of rays of light. Devi's face is endowed with the moon, Devi's face is like the moon, like the digits of moon, endowed with the rays of nectar of light. Vilokayatam, vilokayatam, vilokayati sees. Vilokayatam, those who see, of those people who see. That, here what he said, those demons, their eyes must have been just, must have got perished. All those eyes did not perish. The eyes of the enemies, eyes of the demons, asuranam drishaha, vilayam na gataha. They must have been perished, but they did not perish. Why? In spite of the furious or fierce quiverings of the multitude of light of your swords, in spite of the multitude of dazzling light of your pike, Arshulam, eyes of demons did not perish. Why? Because they were seeing Vilokayatam. Because they were seeing your face. Vilokayatam. Eyes of demons which were seeing your face which was like the moon having the digits of moon having the rays of light of nectar. Is it clear? Clear or not? See, Vilokayati, Shatru Anta Shabda, Vilokayati. You must see me and tell me as whether you understood or not. Can you move on next one? See, Vilokayati sees. Vilokayan. Vilokayantam. Vilokayata, vilokayate, vilokayataha, vilokayataha, vilokayatam. Of those people who see, vilokayatam, asuranam, drishaha, na. You have to say that, vilokayatam, asuranam, drishaha, vilayam na agataha. Okay? The eyes of those demons who were seeing your face, which was like the digits of moon having the rays of nectar of light. They did not perish. That even in spite of your dazzling collective light of your sword and pikes and swords and then trishulams, they did not perish because of the cool rays of your face. Cool rays of light of your face. Your face is like a moon. That's what he wants to say. Is it clear? Okay. Khadga prabhanikara vispuranaistatho grehi shulagra kantini vahena drisho suranam yannagata vilayamam shimadindu khanda yogyananam tava vilokayatam tadetat. Next. Durvritta vritta shamanam. See, in Tamil translation become perfectly all right because you can say exactly how it is here. In English, we had to use lot of other words. Durvritta vritta shamanam tava devi shilam rupam tathaitada vichintyam atulyam anyaihi. Durvritta vritta shamanam tava devi shilam. Durvritta vritta shamanam tava devi shilam rupam tathaitada vichintyamatulyamanyaihi viryam cha hantruhruta deva parakramanam viryam cha hantruhruta deva parakramanam vairishvapi prakatitaiva dayatvayetham vairishvapi prakatitaiva dayatvayetham. He says, you have to take the word first, Devi. In the first line, Durvritta Vritta Shamanam Tava Devi Shilam. Hey Devi, Tava Shilam, Tava Shilam. Second word is Tava Shilam. Shilam is what? Your nature here. Your Swabhava, your nature. Oh Devi, Tava Shilam, your nature, your Swabhava. The word Shilam should be taken as Swabhava. Your nature is what? Durvritta vritta shamanam. Durvritta vritta shamanam. Karoti. Okay. Durvritta means wrong action. Vritta means deed. Durvritta means wrong deed. Durvritta vrittam. First, durvritta means what? Wrong deed. Vrittam, again one more word comes, vrittam. Vrittam means again swabhava, nature. Shamanam means that which destroys. So, O Devi, your nature is, you are of that power, you are of that attribute, you are of that nature, that it destroys the wrong nature of the wrong people. Durvritta vrittam shamayati. Durvrittanam vrittam shamayati. Durvrittanam vrittam shamayati. Kim tava shilam. Shila means also olukkam. But here, it means your nature, your swabhava is that it destroys the wrong nature of wrongdoers. Durvrittanam vrittam shamayati. Shamanam means that which destroys. So your nature destroys the wrong nature of the wrongdoers. Tatha. Durvritta vritta shamanam tava devi shilam. Tatha etad rupam. Rupam tathaitad. Tatha etad rupam. Tatha, in the same way, etad rupam, this form of yours. This form of yours. Anyaihi atulyam. Anyaihi atulyam. Similarly, your form of yours is what? Anyaihi atulyam. Incomparable to others. Atulyam. Incomparable. The form of yours. Tava rupam. Anyaihi atulyam. It's incomparable with others. Forms. Anyaihi rupaihi atulyam. Your form is incomparable to others' form. Then avichintyam, inconceivable. Vichintyam, chintyam, vichintyam, conceivable. Avichintyam, inconceivable. Okay, first what do you say? Oh Devi, your swabhava, your attribute, your nature is that it destroys the wrong nature of the wrongdoers. துர்வத்தானாம் விருத்தம் சமயதி துர்வத்த விருத்த சமணம் ததா சிமிலர்லி ஏதத் ரூபம் இன் தி சேம் வே சோ ஆல்சோ ததா ஏதத் ரூபம் திஸ் ஃபார்ம் யுவர் ஃபார்ம் அன்யைஹி அதுல்யம் அதுல்யம் இன்கம்பேரபிள் வித் அதர்ஸ் then avichintyam inconceivable okay that is next sentence viryam hrita deva parakramanam your strength viryam cha hantru hrita deva parakramanam your strength devi வீரியம் மீன்ஸ் யுவர் ஸ்ட்ரென்த் உங்களுடைய வீரியம் உங்களுடைய பலம் யுவர் ஸ்ட்ரென்த் இஸ் ஹந்த்ரு ஹந்த்ரு யுவர் ஸ்ட்ரென்த் இஸ் த டிஸ்ட்ராயர் ஆஃப் யுவர் ஸ்ட்ரென்த் இஸ் தட் விச் டிஸ்ட்ராய்ட் த டீமன்ஸ் ஹூ எக்ஸல்ட் ஈவன் தேவாஸ் யுவர் ஸ்ட்ரென்த் டிஸ்ட்ராய்ட் த டீமன்ஸ் Your strength is the destroyer. Hantru means destroyer. Hanta. Your strength is the destroyer of the demons who exiled even devas in their strength. See, demons exiled devas in their strength. Okay? And Devi's strength is such that it is destroyer of the demons who exiled devas in their strength. ஹ்ருத தேவ பராக்கிரமானாம் ஹந்தா தேவ பராக்கிரமானாம் ஹ்ருத தேவ பராக்கிரமாக மீன்ஸ் டீமன்ஸ் ஹ்ருத தேவ பராக்கிரமாக ஹ்ருத தேவ பராக்கிரமாக மீன்ஸ் டீமன்ஸ் டீமன்ஸ் ஹூ எக்ஸல் இன் தேர் எக்ஸல் த தேவாஸ் இன் தேர் ஸ்ட்ரென்த் டீமன்ஸ் ஹூ எக்ஸல் Devas in their strength are said to be Hrita Deva Parakramaha. Is it clear? Balathil Devaragalayum Minjivarhal. Hrita Deva Parakramaha. And Devi's strength is the Hanta, Hantru. Devi's strength is the strength which destroys the strength of demons. Which exalts the strength of demons. Whose strength exalts the devas? So your strength destroyed the strength of, your strength destroyed the devas who exalt devas in their strength. Okay. Hrita deva parakramanam hantrucha. Next. Ittam api. Even then. Ittam api. Ittam api means even so. Ittam api even so. Vairishu. Vairishu means towards the enemies. Vairishu, seventh case, plural. Vairi means enemy. Nakaranta shabda. Vairin shabda. Vairishu. Vairishu means pahaivarhaldatil. Vairishu, ripushu. Same meaning. Vairishu. Towards the enemies, Twaya, by you, Daya Eva Prakatita. Compassion alone was shown. Compassion alone was exhibited by you towards the enemies. Even so, compassion alone was shown, revealed, expressed by you towards the enemies. What does it mean? Devi could have been very harsh. Devi could have been very kindless. But Devi's compassion alone was expressed towards the enemies, even though her strength killed demons which exalt the strength of devas. She is highly much stronger. She could have easily killed them. But still, he could have easily destroyed them. But still, she was kind to them. That's the meaning. When she sent them all to higher lokas. Vairishu tattvaya daya eva prakatita. Pahaivrugaidathilum ummal daye kaattappattadu. Tvaya daya prakatita. Past passive voice sentence. Can you make out? Tvaya daya prakatita. By you, compassion alone was shown.
Swami, what is prakatita?
Sure. Prakatita exhibited.
Okay. Thank you.
Prakatayati. Prakatayati. Nama Tamil solla prakadanam pandradhu. Prakadanam. Actually, Tamil, I don't know whether you heard it in Sri Lanka. Prakadanam. Prakatanam. Prakatayati. Means exhibits. Reveals. Prakatayati. Reveals. Exhibits. Okay. Prakatita. Exhibited. Expressed, revealed, shown. Tvaya daya prakatita means your compassion alone was revealed, expressed, shown, exhibited. Hrita deva parakramanam hantru. Hantru literally means destroyer. Can you take it as? Your strength excels the strength of devas who excel, strength of demons who strength excel the strength of devas. O Devi, your strength excels the strength of demons whose strength excel the strength of devas. Is it clear? But still, it means you could have destroyed them totally. No, you didn't do that. By you, compassion alone was expressed. And then a little translation of the verse, okay? I'm waiting to finish it, then I can do the nice the story, the whole part. So, hey Devi, tavashilam durvritta vritta shamanam. Your nature is a destroyer. It destroys the nature of the wicked, wrong nature of the wrong people, wrongdoers. Tata yetad rupam avichintyam inconceivable anyehi atulyam, which is incomparable to others. So your strength which excels the strength of demons, whose strength excels the strength of even devas. Ittamapi, even so, compassion alone was shown by you towards the enemies. Compassion alone was shown by you towards the enemies. Vairishu tvaya daya eva prakatita pahaivargalidathilum dayaye ummal kaattappattadu. Okay, I'm going to stop now. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Vibhyo Namaha Harihi Om.